Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Have you ever noticed in legal contracts the sentence, "Time is of the essence"? That expression says that the parties to an agreement must fulfill their obligations on time, or the contract is null and void. The Bible does not use that kind of legal language, but that surely was the import of Paul's words to the Romans. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Romans 13:11. This verse tells us just how vital it is to use our time wisely. Even if we live 100 years, we still have a limited amount of time to lead the lost to the Savior of the world. Peter recognized that he likely would not live much longer. He wrote of his desire to keep stirring people up by putting them in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has shown me. 2 Peter 1:14. Peter understood from what Jesus had taught his disciples, and from what he had observed, that he probably would die for the cause of Christ. Whether Jesus had specifically told him, or whether he reasoned to that conclusion, we really do not know. But we do believe he appreciated the shortness of life. Incidentally, there is some difference of opinion regarding the correct translation of the first part of this verse. The Revised Version renders the Greek, "The putting off of my tabernacle comes swiftly." Most modern versions agree with the King James. But if the Revised Version is correct, it probably means that Peter may have been saying that his death would be violent. Tradition says that Peter was crucified, but we cannot establish that tradition. Jesus had shown Peter that he almost certainly would not live long. So, while he was still alive and able to preach, he intended to keep on preaching. In addition, he made an endeavor that the members of the body of Christ would be able after his death to have these things in remembrance. 2 Peter 1:15. Since Peter did not know when he would die, whether by natural death or by violence at the hand of the enemies of the cross, he wanted to put in writing what these early Christians needed to remember. There is a question I need to ask as we continue our discussion. Did Peter believe that what he was writing in 1 and 2 Peter constituted Scripture? I have a good reason for asking that question. Dr. Victor Paul Furnish of Perkins School of Theology insisted that Paul was not aware of writing Scripture. I'm not questioning Dr. Furnish's sincerity, but that does not agree with what Jesus taught his apostles. When he was about to leave them to return to the Father, he said to them, "When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." John 16:13. Did the guidance of the Holy Spirit extend only to oral apostolic preaching? The very words of Scripture are the words of Almighty God. 1 Corinthians 2:6-13. Peter knew by inspiration how much the church through the ages would need the information the Holy Spirit had given him for his generation. He wanted the church always to have the inspired record of what the Holy Spirit had given to him. We have in our hands today, dear friends, the message God gave to the early church. It is just as inspired and just as valuable today as it was 2,000 years ago. But dear friends, having the inspired words of Peter, of Paul, and of other first century writers does not necessarily benefit us. We must devote ourselves to the study of these books so we can apply these great lessons to our lives and preach them to others. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.